As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I don't know if I was ready to change my entire life, yet it happened, and I did it. And I even now still question my decision of whether or not I should have done it. But I'm very happy right now, kind of. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you haven't heard my voice in a hot minute. I haven't popped up on your phones, and that is because I've been away for the last 3 to 4 months and doing something to change my life forever. My name is Joey Kidney, and you are listening to the Happy Times podcast. This is a podcast where there's no script, there's no notes, there's nothing. It's just you and me having a conversation just as friends. And I hope that, I guess in this scenario, that my uncomfort makes you comfortable, if that makes sense at all. I've been doing this for a very long time. I'm on the 11th year of not podcasting, but doing social media in general, doing my job that you see me online every single day. That's what I've been doing. And I stopped it for about 3 to 4 months. So this is obviously, okay, I'm going to be the main character here for a moment, but I hope that it's something that you can relate to, even though you're not in the position. This could be something that you've been wanting to change for a while, or something in your life that has been a big change that you didn't even ask for. I just hope that you can relate in any way possible. So if you're not ready for your life to change, I hope that you're listening, because, well, mine did. And I can tell you right now, I thought I was ready. So 3 to 4 months ago, I got an email from the landlord asking, are we ready to move out, because they wanted to sell the home. This is something that we did talk about. It's not like totally out of the blue, but it did catch us off guard a little bit because we didn't know exactly the time date. And that was stressful because a year prior to that, I got the same email from a different landlord at a different location telling us that we had to move. And yeah, it's been a lot. So in the past like 5 years, I've moved 4 times, and that's just not what I've wanted to do, because I wanted to be in one spot and then plan to buy a home in the future. And I was kind of pushed a little bit harder than I would have hoped for into buying the home that I'm in now. So on April 5th, I purchased my first home with my girlfriend Angelica, and oh my God. If you thought stress, like in school, is bad, not to compare, but this is next level. This is stress that you can't understand because you don't understand everything. I took years, and then even just like right up to the moment, every single day I was researching, how does this work? How do you buy a home? What do you need to understand? How do you know when somebody's screwing you over? All of this stuff. How much money do you need? And oh my God, I was so stressed. My hair was falling out. I randomly got bloody noses. My throat got clogged. Every time I felt anxious, I would feel like I needed to gag. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't do absolutely anything. And it was the most stressful time of my life. I would say just because it was like an elongated period of time. So we made an offer on the home like a month before, and then they took a very long time to respond. But I'm not trying to get into those details because I want to keep this more generic onto, you know, how do you get ready if your life is about to change and stuff, not specifically the home. That's just going to be my frame of reference because obviously that's why my life has changed so much. So 3 to 4 months ago, I purchased this home, and we had a lot of renos to do, and a lot more to do than we planned for. There was a lot of safety stuff, like structural and asbestos, which is basically cancer, and we had to remove that, which costs a lot of money. Like, it's a lot of money, plus a down payment, and you'll never be ready for it, no matter how much money you have, the stress that you have to go through just mentally, because again, it's something that not everybody understands. And even if you are in the trades or you are a carpenter or whatever, and you know how to build a home, maybe you don't know how to remove asbestos. Maybe you don't know how to, you know, garage door opener stuff, like little things. Maybe you don't know everything, and your brain's going to find that one thing to nitpick at. And just drive it. And it's going to go into the ground until you understand it. And I also think that that's a good thing. I think that overthinking, I don't think it's as bad as people say. Because we overthink about things that we care about. And I don't think caring is a bad thing. There's obviously moderation to it all. That's what, you know, keeps you healthy. But I think wanting to understand and wanting to know why is the greatest power that we have. You know, if we're stressed, we're feeling anxious, I think the best thing, the best first step you can do is ask yourself why, like what's causing you the stress and what's causing you anxiety. And speaking of anxiety, I broke down what I felt into three different like stages, categories of going through this life change of, you know, buying a home, putting my life on hold, really, because the renovations, I didn't mention this, but they were done all by my father and I. Other than like things that we couldn't do, like the asbestos removal, we opted to do to get somebody to do drywall because that's just a lot on our bodies, and we had to do everything else, and obviously electrical because that has to be with a permit and stuff. And so those things they cost a lot of money, but then the others, well, they hurt a lot. It was a lot of labor, and I did have help from two of my buddies, Jake and Jordan. And they were a huge, huge, huge help. And so having a good group of friends around you when your life is changing is honestly the most important thing. When I would message them, hey guys, I want to work on the house this weekend, they'd be like, time. That's it. They would just say yes and time. Like, they were ready to go. And I'm just so thankful to have such amazing friends. So the three categories that I am going to break this down into is anxiety and stress is kind of one. I know they're different, but they're kind of the same for me. And then the next category is imposter syndrome. That was a fun one. And the last is physical health. So going into the anxiety and stress, the main thing that I had a hard time with, and I guess it's anxiety and stress and imposter syndrome are kind of all like into one, but let's separate them for now. The first question like I always had is like, am I ready for this? Is this who I want to be? Am I ready to make this big change in my life? I've been looking at, you know, homes and everything for the last 3-4 years, and I knew it's a good investment because as somebody that is a creator or a sole provider or self-employed, you don't have a pension. You have to make your own pension. You have to make your own retirement plan. And my best thought was to go into real estate. And here we are. So hopefully there's another home in the future. But again, that's a huge step. It's a high risk situation. And so I didn't know if I was ready for this. And I still don't know if I am. And the next thing is, are we ready for this? And I say we because I am in a relationship with my girlfriend. We're not married. We don't have kids. We just have two dogs. One is mine and one is hers. And we both have a passion for homes and interior design and exterior design, if you'd say. We love looking at homes. And it's just something that we've always been a little bit passionate about. And her father was also a carpenter, and mine is a carpenter now. And it's something that is kind of like in our blood, I guess you could say, like we were kind of built for this. And it's something that I always wanted to do with my father. My father is in his, oh my gosh, he's in his 60s. Yeah. And it's kind of emotional, but growing up, I would always go to my father for sports. And like, that was our thing. He would always be in the workshop and stuff, but I didn't really have much interest in that. I would always want to be playing sports. And when I got my concussions at the age of 16, I had to stop playing sports, the sports that I love, the competitive sports that I was trying to make into a job. I had to stop. And that really, I found, put like this dwelling aspect on our relationship. And that hurt me a lot. And I always wanted to be closer with my father. Not that I'm far away, not that I'm distant, but I always wanted more of a connection with him, because I always watch movies. And that's where I'm like catching myself about to cry, is like when there's a father-son relationship. And it's just that heartfelt moment. And I didn't really have that with my father. There was moments, we had pockets, but not as strong as I wanted us to be. And this is something that I really, really wanted to do with him. And I'm so fucking grateful that I was able to do this. And I'm so grateful that he was able to help me, because without him, obviously, one, we wouldn't be able to afford it, because he's helping us with absolutely everything. And two, this is the closest I feel like I've ever been to him. And normally people butt heads when doing construction. We haven't argued once in the last 4 months at all. It's been amazing, and I'm so thankful for and grateful for everything. But to go back to the relationship thing, so Angelica and I, this is obviously a huge step for us, and there was a lot of like financial questions and a lot of decisions, and I'm just happy to say that we're still here and we're still going. This is a really hard time for a lot of relationships and a lot of partners, and we're still standing. And I'm just in love, you know. And it's to say that, you know, love isn't everything. Like, you can't just love somebody. You also have to tolerate them. You have to deal with everybody's shit, but you have to be happy to do it too. And so if you're in a relationship and, you know, maybe you're entering this exact phase and you're like, I don't know if I'm ready. If you're thinking about it like that, then I think it's a good question for you to answer. But if you're thinking about it more like, okay, how can I get ready? How can I figure this out? If it's more about, okay,
this Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Let's work on it versus, am I ready? And I think it's a good question for you to answer, because for me, it was, let's figure it out. Let's do it. We're going to fix this. If it needs fixing. If it doesn't, let's keep going. It was just something that I just knew I wanted to do. And it didn't come from love, to be honest with you. It came from respect, and just I'm honored and I'm grateful to have her by my side and little things like that. That's where it came from. Which I guess in all, it's kind of like the circle of love. But I was just passionate about it, and I really wanted to move forward. And so I'm happy. And so the next thing in the anxiety and stress column was money. Guys, if you think you have enough money for this, you don't. And if you really do, you don't. Trust me, it's so much more money than you think. So like, be triple sure. Like, we went over our budget on our renos, but I set our budget really low because I wanted to stick to as low as possible. And I didn't want to cheap out on anything, but I just wanted to make sure that, okay, I'm somebody that's always stressed about money. I didn't grow up poor, but I grew up below average compared to a lot of my friends. And it's something that I couldn't go out and buy a new skateboard. I couldn't go out and buy a new bike, or I didn't have a car and little things like that. And obviously I'm very privileged to be where I am today and even where I was. Don't get me wrong on that. But compared to the friends, I went to a very... All the kids around me, you know, they had like their two-story homes. I was in a very small little bungalow growing up between those big homes. And that's just the way that I grew up. And I worked my 4 or 5 jobs growing up, and I saved as much money as I could. And I've always been a saver. And so the money thing has always stressed me. I've always been like, okay, let's save. And then now I have to spend the most money I've ever spent my whole entire life in a month, you know? And then the next month I got to do almost the same thing. It was terrifying. And so I really recommend that you get comfortable with your financials before moving forward into any big change that you're going through. Even if it's a plane ticket to go somewhere, or say you're moving or something, anything, just ask your financial advisor. It's never a bad idea. I think it's what made me feel really comfortable in what I was doing, because I was sitting here having to do my math myself. And I think that is also something. Don't just rely on other people to give you the answers, because they could give you the wrong ones or ones that you're not comfortable with. So sit down, add your totals up, do what you need to do to get your answer, what you're comfortable with, and understand. And if you don't understand, go to the professionals and ask why. The best conversationalists in the world will always tell you to ask questions. That's how they become so outgoing and everything. It's never rude to ask questions. And what I've noticed with all of these like handyman tradespeople that, you know, walk around with their guts out and butts out and smoking, they're really hard to talk to until you ask them questions. Once you ask them questions about their job or things that they're passionate about, they love you. And it goes with every single person on this planet. People love to talk about themselves. I also love to learn about other people. And that goes hand in hand. So the money is very scary, but it's not something that you can't learn. It's something that you can learn. Let me say that. So it was terrifying, and I'm still terrified, but it's something that I'm working on. And now let's go into the second category, which is imposter syndrome. For the last 3 or 4 months, I've been a handyman carpenter. That is not who I am. I put on Carhartt friggin' pants and any t-shirt, and I'm dirty all the time. I'm sore, I'm tired, and I'm swearing. Like, I don't know who I am. And so the question that I had for myself first is, did I bite off more than I can chew? Is this something I can handle? I was just questioning myself, and it was a really, really hard time for me. And obviously the anxiety and stress kind of go in with that, like I said earlier. But like, hair was falling out. I could not breathe. And it was just, unless I was moving or doing something, I was being stressed and I was feeling, am I ready for this? Did I bite off more than I can chew? Who am I? This is not who I am. I miss being passionate about things. And it was a really hard thing to, you know, look in the mirror and see who I was. And, you know, am I doing well with my relationships? Am I doing well with my family? Am I doing well with my content and my work? And the answer was honestly mediocre for a lot of them. Work was a definite no, because I wasn't working. I was really trying to film everything. But the next thing you know, I'm having to spend $15,000 to fix an issue that's going to be cancer causing. Like, I was just going through so much on my body and trying to film it all and post it all. And it sounds so friggin' privileged, and it is, but it was a really hard time to figure everything out and just manage absolutely everything. And I think I did bite off more than I can chew, but again, I had my friends around me, I had my family around me, I had my girlfriend around me, and we were all here, and everyone was helping. And I was just, if I didn't have them, I definitely wouldn't be okay in this situation. I'm still getting, you know, back to being okay. But for example, like my dogs, I didn't have my dog for like weeks on end because it wasn't safe to be here. And I was living at my parents' and then also my girlfriend's mom's house. And it was just like always back to forth. I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know who I was becoming over this this change of buying a home. They're like, in my head, I'm like, that's it. Obviously, it's a big thing, but I'm like, why am I feeling like I don't even know who I am when I just bought a house? Like, that's it. I still don't know the answer to the question. So maybe there's somebody out there that does, and just, it's crazy. All the neighbors around where we live are all older, and I'm very thankful to be able to, you know, been successful in my career to get to where I am, but I'm still looking outside. I'm like, they've worked their whole entire lives to get here. And I'm like, do I deserve this? Do I deserve to be here? And I'm waiting for the moment I can say yes to myself and be confident in it. But it's been a tough few months. And the next thing for imposter syndrome is like, again, I haven't worked in 3 months. Do people even miss me? Do these people on the podcast, are you listening right now? Did you miss me? I don't even know. Do you want the content? Or should I just now become a person that renovates houses? I didn't know who I was, and I didn't know if what I was doing was worth it or if I was even worth it. And I went through a really, really hard period of just waking up and being just like faking being somebody. At the same time, I was happy to be doing what I'm doing. Like, I'm happy that we got this house, and I'm happy that I'm able to do this with my father. Don't get me wrong at all. But the other side of me was like, am I worth it? Like, I understand I'm faking this personality of knowing what I'm doing, but am I worth it? And that was a really hard question to ask myself. And I'm glad I did, because the answer was, I think I am worth it. And I think this whole situation is worth it, because it's going to make for a stronger relationship. It's going to make for a great spot for a family. And it's going to make for a great bond that happens with my father and my family. And I'm just so thankful for all that. I keep saying I'm thankful. But what I'm not thankful for is the next thing, which is my physical health. My physical health really suffered. I don't understand how anybody that works in construction has any life after they're done working. I would work from, you know, 8 or 9 to 5, basically. And that's not normal for me in the slightest. But the physical labor of working 9 to 5 and just being with dust and dirt and blood and sweat and tears and all of that, like, that was so gruesome. And then you get home and you're just done. You're depleted. And I props people in the trades. I get it now. I understand why everyone in the trades kind of looks the same. It looks like they go to the gym, but they also enjoy a beer. And that's because when you get home, you're just exhausted, and you just want like a drink with flavor. It's not even about the alcohol. It's just, you want something different other than water or sawdust. Like, you just want to feel something. And it's even hard to be emotional or, you know, intimate at all with any of your partners, family, whatever. It's a really difficult thing. And just kudos to anybody that works with their body all day long. So my physical health was not good. I even paused my membership because I just wasn't going. I was wasting $200 a month. I wasn't able to go because I was at the house all day. But now things are getting back to normal, and the change is almost done. And now I just have to figure out my life, where I am, because we're now in the home. And I'm very, I don't want to use the word thankful, but I'm very okay. Let's use that. I'm very okay. So if you've been listening to this for this long, I want to say thank you very much. And if you're not ready to change your life, I promise that you are. I promise it's not that scary. After all of this, after asking yourself, you know, are you worth it? Are you ready for this? Money, you know, did you bite off more than you can chew? Any change in your life? The answer is yes, you are ready. If you're listening to this, if you're doing your research, if you're caring, if you're overthinking, if you're doing anything in moderation, obviously, you're ready. And it's time. If it's something that you think about every single day, day in, day out, it's time. You're ready. I believe in you. I believe in myself. And I'm very, very thankful for you and myself that we're both here right now. So thank you very much for listening to the Happy Times podcast. And I will see you guys sometime soon. I still want to plan to do a different format to this podcast. I want to plan to film it as well. But my studio and my office is not set up. Hence why this sounds a little echoey, because I have no artwork in my temporary office. But I just wanted to pop in and say hello. So hello and goodbye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.